Riley Clemens, love that tune, Loved By You, on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's got 1 John 4:19 written all over it. We love because he first loved us in Romans 5:8, and we share those verses just about every morning in the call to the day here before 6 on WWIB. But even before that, we got the best 5 minutes of the day, two brothers from another mother. I'm Mark Halverson. He's Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy post-Valentine's Day.
Sure. That sounds good. Is that a thing?
There is snow. There's more snow than I thought this morning. I thought, you know, I don't need any kind of boots. I'll just wear my tennis shoes. And once I got out there, I'm like, yeah. And I'm driving Elena's car. We call it the Bomber. It's a 2003 Honda Accord. And here's why. Because Peggy and I, we were going to try to grab a little Valentine's dinner out, even though that's, talked to one restaurant owner from Shanghai Bistro, and he called it Black Friday for his business yesterday. And so that was a good thing. But And even when we were in the car, she was like, acoustic cafe. So we were already driving up a side street by a Lutheran church near our house. And all of a sudden, I hear a noise. And we both were like, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I hit some kind of pothole I didn't see. I don't know. Yeah. And then when I turned the corner onto Birch Street, thankfully, because she wanted to go to acoustic, there was another noise that came. And my axle broke. My front left axle broke.
Oh, my goodness.
And... made it over to our street, though. But I'm telling you, we get out. I mean, I thought it was a flat tire or something.
Yeah.
And it turns out that... So I've contacted a mobile mechanic who's showing up this morning, like maybe even now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is a Valentine's story to behold.
Yeah. But, you know, I saw so many tender mercies from God in how it could have been worse, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you didn't have an accident.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that your axle broke.
And it's, my wife is just like, pull over. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to go far. Trust me.
Yeah. You weren't going to make the drive to the Twin Cities or anything
with that
vehicle.
I'm supposed to take her to Chicago on Tuesday.
Probably not in that vehicle unless they get it fixed before
then. I know, but that's another tender mercy that it didn't happen like halfway.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
She's got a plane to catch Tuesday night, you know?
Sure.
So can you match? Now I should play match that today, right? So.
Yeah, I don't know that I could match that. I mean, I had a busy day yesterday and the day before, but I had nothing quite that amazing. So.
Yeah. 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 Okay, we'll leave it there. All right, so we always try to tackle, solving the world's problems 5 minutes at a time, and it's a new slogan we've come up with.
Yeah. Well, I think you and I are about equally gifted mechanically, so...
Yeah, that's not... Well, I'm not the one out there fixing the broken axle.
Indeed.
Yeah, so... Well, we do have a lengthy portion of Scripture to tackle today.
Sure. I think we... Did we read the Scripture already? And
you're right.
We're on to the...
Yep. We did do that. You're right. We did that on Monday. Good... Tuesday. Good memory. Oh, so...
Yep.
All right, here's what you say in Letters to the Beloved about... It's 1 Peter 4:7-11, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You say this, keep the end in view, practice godliness, control your passions with the help of my spirit, pray fervently for believers and unbelievers alike. Boy, we could stop right there. Seek to love well. In the world, the concept of love has been diluted. Recapture what it means to love as my son loves, with seriousness and service. True love wills another's good, even when they fail you repeatedly. Open your home and your heart without complaint. I have given you so much, but I did not provide so that you could hoard my gifts. I gave lavishly so that you could also share generously and thus glorify me. When the abundance and variety of my gifts are shared freely, it pleases me. When you speak my truth. When you serve, serve in my strength. In doing so, you reflect Jesus and glorify the Trinity. A lot there.
A lot there. Yeah, I think the thing that stood out to me was true love wills another's good even when they fail you repeatedly. And that feels like it's really challenging for me at times, you know, where to really wish the best for someone who has harmed us. And just want to be pondering that today, I think.
There is so much there. We still have a minute, but there is so much there that I almost want to talk my way through, and we'll pick up tomorrow and maybe discuss it. So keeping the end in view, good. Practice godliness. What does that mean to you, practice godliness?
Well, you know, because I think God is love. I think so much of it is trying to understand the will of God and to act accordingly. And I think for me, that again goes back to what we were talking about yesterday with the idea of loving up, down, in, and out, right? I mean, it's the seeking to love deeply and fully.
Yeah. Yeah, I always think of a story, actually, from the late Jerry Bridges, where he talked about some of his earlier books were on practicing godliness and holiness.
Yep.
And then in doing that, he was convicted of how far short he felt. And that's where he wrote his grace books, which were among my favorites, right? Transforming
sure.
Grace
yep.
and the Discipline of Grace. And so I kind of like that story. So
yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Talk
there
to
we
you
go.
Tomorrow.
Caleb, we've worked away from 16 songs to two. And Deb in Chippewa Falls nominating Dive from Stephen Curtis Chapman and Vicky in Eau Claire, The Great Adventure.
Yes, and we're giving you a full hour to vote today, 7:15 a.m. to 8:15 a.m., so plenty of time to vote in both places as per usual. First vote is via text on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Hopefully you have that plugged into your phone by now. But also, you can get a bonus vote per person in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Just look for the post that, again, popped up near the top of the page a little bit ago, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and vote for Dive or The Great Adventure. Which song is going to win it all and win its nominator a pair of tickets to the concert 1 week from tonight?
This is the first song, Dive, to be followed by Great Adventure. You can vote in those two places, 396-1670 and the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and uniquely until 8:15 for this championship match on WIB. Caleb, you can start this segment off.
So there's the college basketball player that maybe you've heard of, even if you are not a sportsy type of person or a sports fan, and that's Caitlin Clark, and she plays just a little bit south of us for the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team. And Caitlin is poised to set a record very likely tonight. And again, you've probably seen her on a national stage. Maybe you see her big cardboard cutout if you shop for your groceries at Hy-Vee, and maybe heard about her charitable work as well. Seen her in State Farm commercials, but also maybe the things that don't get put out in the general public as much, like her work with the food bank in Iowa. But Caitlin Clark has been setting all sorts of historic records for her scoring, also leads the nation in assists, which shows how good a teammate she is. You probably can tell I'm a big fan. I'm a
yeah.
big fan of Caitlin Clark. But tonight, she has an opportunity to become the top scoring women's basketball athlete in the history of the NCAA.
Yeah, she needs 8 points to beat Kelsey Plum's 3,527, become the top scoring women's basketball athlete in the history of the NCAA. However,
there is one more feat to conquer.
Yeah, Lynette Woodard of Kansas played in the late 70s and scored 3,649 points. That's about another, 122 over the course of her career in college ball.
Now, Lynette did this before the NCAA governed women's college basketball. She accomplished this feat when the three-pointer did not exist, which is really impressive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, while Woodard's record is recognized, it's not formally acknowledged by the NCAA because it predates their governance of women's basketball.
Now, this is something that is really cool as well, though. Caitlin Clark also has the opportunity to become the all-time leading scorer in the history of college basketball, men's or women's side.
Yeah, that is interesting. She's projected to pass Pistol Pete Maravich, his 3,667 points, on March 3rd.
Now, Maravich did this in just three seasons without a three-point line or a shot clock. He averaged 44.2 points per game. So for the Pistol Pete fans, rest easy. He will always have
yeah.
his spot in the lore of college and professional basketball. But Caitlin Clark, yeah, an opportunity to transcend the men's and women's game. And again, just seems to be a fantastic person as well, too. So, yeah, we root for her, and I'm looking forward to watching the game tonight.
There was a movie, whether it was officially faith-based or not, but it was about Pistol Pete back in the day. My kids remember seeing it, and it was really something in terms of, you know, look at his clips on YouTube. He was unique, a ball handler extraordinaire, and ultimately he passed. He had a heart attack playing basketball, focused in the family, James Dobson and company, and so a number of years ago now, left us way too soon. But go get him, Caitlin.